breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, again, glad you're with us, and thankful that Dr. Zev Zelenko could spend the opening segment with us today. I think what he's doing is really important. I keep telling people if we use the things that we know will work, we can actually cut down on the need for the hospitalization, the intubation, the ventilators, the beds. All of that stuff gets better if we use treatment that seems to be working. Hopefully those New York trials are going to come due pretty soon, and we're going to be able to see how it's been implemented across the board here. But in the meantime, we press on. And if you haven't noticed, the president hasn't been given much of a shake from the media when it comes to how he's handling the crisis from day to day. But my next guest, who was speaking off air with me just a little while ago, says that he's actually done it to the best of his ability and to the most favorable outcome for the individual governors, be they Republicans or Democrat. Back with us is Governor Mike Huckabee, of course, one of the longest serving governors in American history, multiple terms in the state of Arkansas, and two-time presidential candidate. And he had that relationship to that young girl named Sarah that used to run the press briefings at the White House, who I believe is still holed up at Fort Huck, but we'll find out. Governor, welcome back. Happy Friday to you.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin. It's a delight to be with you, and I hope you're staying safe and away from all even close approximations with the coronavirus.
We're doing what we can, and you know how densely populated this part of the country is. You spent a lot of time in New York in recent years, but you know, and we've decided if there's one, like, you know, I'm the one person that goes to the store when we need things. And by like the literally the only place I've been in the last 3 weeks outside of this house is to the grocery store 4 or 5 times, and to our favorite eatery in the village where I can get some curbside dinner and bring that home. But outside of those two locales and directly there and directly home, I've literally had nowhere to go and no one else to see. And you know, we're getting frustrated with that in a lot of ways. But you say that the president is giving us the best fighting chance possible and that the governors are proof of that. What do you mean?
Well, the fact is, the way the president is handling this is exactly the way we should want him to handle it, which is not to invoke some one-size-fits-all federal decision and tell every one of the 50 states what they're going to do. That's a disaster. That's like saying New York and New Mexico are exactly the same, that Mississippi and Massachusetts is the same. They're not. The best way to manage a crisis is to push as many decisions as possible as close to the crisis as you can, because they're in the best position to know what their crisis looks like and how to manage it. I give a great example that I think is relevant. During Hurricane Katrina, the Bush administration, a Republican administration, wanted everything to be approved by them. So every decision that states and local communities needed to be making in order to take care of the evacuees from Katrina, my state had 75,000 evacuees that we had to process within 3 days, coming in from New Orleans in the toughest places.
Right.
I actually got into a shouting match with Secretary Chertoff because he was trying to tell us that we couldn't make decisions, that we had to submit everything to Washington and let it sit on some bureaucrat's desk for several days, and they'd get back to us. I finally told him, I said, no, sir, I'm not doing that. We're going to make the decisions. And if you don't reimburse us for them, that's fine. We'll eat them. But we're sure not going to let people stand in line who don't even have a sandwich in their hand and wait on some pencil neck bureaucrat in Washington to clock back in tomorrow so he can tell us, is it OK for us to shelter these people and give them a blanket? So here's my point. The reason that people like Gavin Newsom, governor of California, who hates Donald Trump.
Yeah, no love lost there.
Pushed back on CNN's Jake Tapper when Tapper was trying to goad him into saying something negative about the president. Newsom even said, look, this president has given us everything we need. He has responded immediately to every request. Ditto that with Andrew Cuomo of New York, who had a similar word of praise for Trump, that he is always getting back to them and he is giving them the resources they need.
Yeah.
The press has been dishonest, Kevin. They try to make it like the president is just passing this off to the governors. No, what the president is doing, he's actually following the 10th Amendment to the Constitution and recognizing that the people who are responsible for managing crisis are the governors and in some respects mayors. It's not the president. It's not the federal government. They're to support with assets and resources, but they're not to micromanage it. That's to be done at the most local level possible.
Well, and we've always known that local governance is best governance. The people that are most accountable, the leaders that are most accountable to the people are the ones that will be the most sensitive to the people. And so it's always been, you know, whether it's community standards for education or, you know, how to deal with emergencies, I think that the people closest to the affected persons are the ones that should be making the decision. And if the government can come in and give them the resources to be able to just make the decision and not get in the way, I love that. And that's obviously what President Trump is doing. Governor, real quick, what's on your coronavirus week three show?
Well, we're doing it in a very unique way, but it's working. And we've got Congressman Neil Dunn of Florida, who will be talking about the coronavirus. He's also a medical doctor. We've got former Governor David Beasley of South Carolina, who himself is just getting over a very severe case of coronavirus, and he'll talk to us about what that's been like. And then China Phillips, who is the daughter of John and Michelle Phillips of the Mamas and Papas, and who herself was a part of Wilson Phillips,
right?
Great female band. She will be with us. She's performing in California, accompanied by the Music City Connection from my show in Nashville. We're going to see how that works out. I think it's going to be pretty awesome.
Well, just hold on for one more day, Gov. That's all I've got to say. We'll be watching Saturday night, 8 and 11. That was a Wilson Phillips reference. For people that don't know, 8 and 11 Saturday and Sunday night on TBN. Governor, thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio rolls on this Friday. Don't go anywhere.